Hello, Donna.
We have Donna. Hear a lot of ongoing hearing the static.
Everybody.
Yeah, got
can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yes.
Okay, that's better. It's a little less static now.
Yes.
I do want to greet all of you, and I'm going to mute you now so that we can let Marlene right away. She's going to be doing the host for the first few minutes, and then we'll get right into the program here. So hang on. Can you hear me? Okay, let's see.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, is this Marlene?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'll let you go ahead, Marlene. This is Marlene Prescott. She lives in Hornbeek, Tennessee, and she is a dear friend of ours, part of our HeartShare team. And I'm going to let her go ahead and start hosting.
Thank you, Donna. Hi, everyone. I just want to welcome everyone to our HeartShare class. It's entitled To Survive on Planet Earth, We Should Befriend These Unique Beings. So let's get on with the beginning part of our call. This is a challenge to keep track of those of you attending this class, but we would like to meet you. We would love to know where you are all from, and if you would like to meet another in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated because of New Age subjects. So if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, their offers and services, and updates about current happenings from the Masters, please make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. Our active team members on our HeartShare team are Donna, Layla, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and Donna Dregan. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, you can contact Donna Korth or Barbara Gabbert or any of our team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You are also invited to stay after class and give us your prayer request. We will honor these requests tonight and in the ensuing weeks. We are composed of many people who desire to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religion or non-religious background: Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on Earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Masters' love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with God nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. So we have a wonderful class tonight with the Hierarchs of the Elemental Kingdom. And we also have a very special lady who is on the staff of the Heart Center and who is very talented in many areas. She is an accountant, an interpreter, a singer, a mother, a seamstress, a business partner, and a very special friend to many of us. Her name is Barbara Gabbert, and she has some special insight and experiences with the Elemental Kingdom that you will enjoy hearing. So I suggest you have pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around and take notes. You can then take the phone with you if you must move. So we will keep callers muted to eliminate the background noise. We have you muted now. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6. If you would like to share something at our sharing times, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press *6 again, and you'll be muted again. So during our class, we sometimes allow questions or a brief comment. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 2 minutes so we can finish the class on time. We will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer when the class is over. You are all invited to stay over at the end. Questions or suggestions can also come then. So is there anyone on the line that would like to give an invocation? Barbara, would you like to do that?
So we would know the moral absolute. If you want to know if God is for or against adultery, praise the law. He's against it. And the only reason he's against
it. Arlene?
Yes?
I'm going to stop for a minute and try to redo this, see if I can mute this better.
Because the law. This is what Paul like said.
The law.
We gave the law for two persons.
There's a little bit of interference. I don't know whether it's just coming through my line or yours or what, but I'm going to try to mute everybody again here. So hold on just a moment, and then we'll do an invocation.
You don't think the law is frustrating? There's a whole chapter of what you have to do.
Okay. Hopefully I've got that taken care of. We'll see what happens here. Go ahead and either give the invocation, Marlene, or see if somebody else would like to. And Marlene, you'll have to hit *6. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I think that there's some static for some reason coming from where you are.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's not too bad. I can hear you just fine. There's just something in the background there sometimes. So go ahead.
It might be because I'm on a cordless phone instead of the landline.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Archangel Michael, beloved Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Jesus and Magda. We call for all the elementals to be with us and overshadow us this evening so that we may receive all the blessings that we will receive from this Heart Share class. And we also request protection to be surrounded around us so that we will be able to maintain perfect peace and harmony. And we thank you. Okay. So, Donna, if if my phone starts acting too bad and you want to, I want to pass the torch to someone else, let me know, okay? All right. So we're doing a breathing meditation, and that's also called pranayama, and it's to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Now consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is a feminine gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. So now follow me as I say a mantra and I give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of 10. So we're going to start that right now. Okay, so breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I see God's loving unfurled. And let's do that one more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Okay, isn't that exciting? And it might be easier instead of saying, I breathe in, I breathe in the Holy Spirit. You can change that and say, I breathe in my solar presence. Both of those would work. So tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael. And it should be on the back of your snail mail letter, or it was sent to you by email. So you are muted, and so you'll only hear me saying the prayer, but please repeat the prayer with me one time. Prayer with Archangel Michael. In the name of Almighty Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, within us, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Thank you. Amen. And so we will also do some prayer songs to the elementals that I know you will really enjoy. So Donna, are you there?
Bringing it up right now.
Okay, great.
Go ahead and hit star 6.
Okay,
I think this will... Yeah. Okay, it's coming up. Spin with the violet flame. Spin the elementals with the violet flame.
Elementals, I can sing. Elementals, I can sing. Spin in the violet flame. Spin, spin, violet flame.
Now we're going to do the second elemental song, which is, let's see if I can play it here. It's called To the Elementals, and I'm bringing it up right now, so it should be here in just a second. Sing this with us too, with great joy. They love it. Elementals are like little children. You're going to hear a lot more about them tonight, especially from Barbara when she comes on a little bit later. But they love to sing. They love to have you sing to them, and they love to hear the violet flame prayers. The violet flame prayers energize them, give them great joy, peace, and harmony. If you do a lot of violet flame prayers in your house, you're going to attract a lot of elementals there. So I'm going to now bring up the heart stream that we're going to do tonight. Bringing it up now. This is a wonderful heart stream. It's by the Hierarchs. Or the elementals, which are masters.
We are the...
It's the masters who are really in charge of all of the elementals, and I'm going to give you just a little bit of a background here. There are four sets of hierarchs for the elementals. Virgo and Pelor, which are the hierarchs of the earth elementals, and of the gnomes, or the little elves you see with the little hats. And in England, or rather in Ireland, they're called brownies. And then there is the second group, or twins, they're all twin flames. The first one are Virgo and Pelor, the masters of the earth with the gnomes. The second are Neptune and Luora, who are hierarchs of the water elementals and the undines, who swim in the water. And then there is the third pair of twin flames are Aries and Thor, and they're the hierarchs of the air elementals, which are called selves of the air, which are like little fairies flying around in the air, if you want to picture them. And the fourth are Oramasis and Diana, which are the hierarchs of the fire elementals, and the particular elementals that go with them are called the salamanders. Now, I've seen pictures of the salamanders, which look like little water dogs, and I've also seen pictures of them that just look like flames. And they can be anywhere from an inch to 9 feet tall, as you've seen flames. They can go back down to an inch in a second or two. They are actually alive, and they are in fire or in flames. And they are very much involved with the violet flame. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these things as we go along. So first, I will turn on the heart stream so that you can hear this, and we will stop every so often and explain some of the things.
Hierarch of the elemental kingdom, and we come this day in answer to your prayers and calls and the offerings of your hearts unto us and to the nations of the world, so that balance may be restored and the integration of all manifest again. Dearest one, nature is a manifestation of the Mother in all of her glory. And when you are in the integrity of your own Mother Light manifestation, you attune to the frequencies that flow through the natural world, that allow you to be in resonance with the great solar joy and light of the I Am That I Am. If mankind would see a restoration of balance within the earth, then there must first be the reintegration of self within the great God Self. Individual by individual, community by community, nation by nation, until this entire earth is suffused in the light radiance of the One. As the great God parents of the elemental kingdoms, in our sacred work to bring the light of earth, air, fire, and water within your domain into a glorified and wonderful manifestation of beingness, we work with whom we can work upon earth to realign energies, to reestablish the norms of divine living, so that the precious and bounteous framework upon which you live as this earth body, Blessed Hearts, may provide for you the platform for your solar evolution. There are many conscious ones who understand the natural processes of life within the elemental kingdoms, and more are discerning how important it is for mankind to cooperate with the precious spirits that abide all around you in nature. When you attend to the light, to an understanding of biology and of the biological processes that are required for all to be sustained within this harmonic balance, then through giving deference to that which the elementals understand under our guidance and care, you receive the bounties from our realm, which are naturally offered unto you. And yet when mankind is ignorant and decides that he must dominate nature by tearing away the very flesh upon the bosom of the Mother Earth itself, invading that earth through all manner of untoward processes, then you see in harmony created, and thus we come to reestablish that balance in all ways given unto us through the dictates of the Lords of Karma, the four cosmic forces, and the Lord of the world himself.
Okay, we'll stop for just a minute. I want to tell you then about the first pair of twin flames, Virgo and Pelor, which are the hierarchs of the earth element, and they're gnomes. They rule from the sun of even pressure. Have you ever heard of that? The sun of even pressure. This is a sun which is actually in the center of our earth. It's a very small sun, of course, compared to the sun that is over us above. They direct rays of this sun's causal body up through the earth. And recently, some of us have learned about the importance of grounding and earthing. This can be done easily in good weather. And grounding or earthing means to make contact with these rays, these energies that come up through the earth that are given to us by Virgo and Pelor and by the gnomes. They help too. A lot of people who as they get older, they notice how very much arthritis they have, how much more illness, chronic diseases, diabetes, many other ailments that seem to be coming upon us earlier and earlier. One of the reasons for this is that we have no contact with the earth. We wear rubber-soled shoes. We do not wear leather shoes anymore, completely leather, that is. We stay inside most of the time. When you're walking around in your house in leather shoes, you have no contact. You do not get the energies that the Indians received, that the people of centuries ago received that went barefooted, like the natives and other more nature-oriented groups of people. Now they have learned that they can help you to ground yourself inside by making these special little apparatuses called grounding pads or grounding sheets. And if you have a fairly modern or new home or even an apartment that would hopefully be on the first floor, you will notice that all your electrical outlets have a third hole in them now. You can actually attach or stick this little cord that's attached to your grounding pad into that third hole, and it will ground you, which means you're going to get the energies from the earth, which will cancel out some of the negative energies that are in your household from the electricity, from the walls, from your computers, from your telephones, from your microwaves, from your refrigerators, from your televisions, and now from smart meters that are on the outside of your house really pulling you down. If you are sitting on the other side of a smart meter, which you may not know where it is, but it's where the electricity goes into your house, and if you're sitting on the other side of that, you're sitting in front of a microwave that is on 24/7, because that is how that works. It's just like a microwave oven, and it's on all the time. Just this last year, every house in the United States of America was supposed to acquire a smart meter, which is an advanced smart meter, and it's even more powerful than the ones we've had in the last couple of years. A lot of people become ill from that. But if you can learn how to ground yourself, you will help yourself immensely. I recently acquired a grounding pad, and I sleep with it at night. It has to touch somewhere on your bare skin, or if you have thin pajamas and you perspire a little bit or your skin is a little damp, you can just put it between your sheet and your pajamas. But it works wonders. And I just wanted you to know so much about the hierarchies of the earth who give us this wonderful grounding opportunity. You know, the scientists were saying, oh, people aren't affected by these things. Look at the cows out there standing under those big electrical towers. They're not harmed. No, the reason why is because the cows are in their bare feet. They're in their hooves. They're touching the ground. So that when they walk under these towers, which sometimes knock people for a loop, they're okay. But you and I, we don't have bare feet that we can walk around in the grass with like cows do. So that's what I wanted to tell you about the important thing that the elementals of the earth do. Now, the gnomes do many other things too, and I think you're going to learn a little bit more about that from Barbara. So now we will go on here.
Cooperation and integration is key in this hour, blessed heart. For when mankind understands the burdens upon the elemental kingdom and just how hard we are working to bring forth what you require to sustain you while also guarding the very processes of life within the natural world itself, you will see how important it is for illumination fire, for the flame of forgiveness and mercy and kindness, and for all the qualities of God's love to flow through your heart in order to appreciate what we do in conjunction with your work in harmony with you, in order to sustain life on this sphere. Even, blessed heart, you're taking a few moments to appreciate the God's glory within nature and the sacred work of the elementals. It fuses and permeates our domain with that solar joy and love that we pick up on and feel, and which nurtures us in such a way that we may continue our work in blessing mankind.
I'd like to tell you now about Neptune and Luara. These are the hierarchs of the water element and the Undines, which are like little fairies swimming around in the water. Some people see these. If you're quite in tune, or you're intuitive, or some people say if you are a sensitive, you will see these. I believe I have seen them when I was swimming underwater in Galveston at one time. Now the water is so dirty there that it's, since the last storms they've had, it's hard to do this anymore. And I don't even want to open my eyes in the water there now. But they govern the tides of the ocean and the water under the ocean. Did you know that there's water inside our earth, and they take care of that too? We could talk a lot about what's underneath the surface of the earth. We don't have time tonight, but there is some very interesting things going on under there. They govern the rain and purification of the water, even in our bodies. They work to teach mankind how to master his emotional body. Your emotional body is actually kind of watery, which means it kind of goes up and down, and it has tides in it that which occur with the water in your body. And this is why we are aware that the moon also affects us and the waters in our body and our emotions, and lots of things happen when we have a full moon. In fact, the masters tell us not to ever just stare at the full moon. But that's another story. The Undines, the little fairies of the water, are overworked because of the pollution in the water. There's a tremendous amount of pollution in the water now that mankind has caused in the oceans, the lakes, and the rivers. And we have some prayers in our prayer book that overcome this problem. And we often say these prayers and visualize different lakes, rivers, oceans around the world that are being purified as we give the strength and send these prayers to the Undines and to Neptune and Luara. And there is a movie called, it's a documentary, and you may be able to see it if you look it up on Google. It's spelled F-L-O-W, which stands for the love of water. Everyone ought to see that. Flow. Just remember the word flow. This tells you what is happening to the water on our planet. Very serious thing. But the water will be pure where you are, if you are calling on the Undines and Neptune and Luara, if you are friends with them, if you take care of the water that you have control over, if you have a well, I have a well, take care of your well. I know some people that have so much faith, they put one hand on top of their glass of water and one hand on the bottom when they're drinking water that's questionable, and they make the calls to the Undines and Neptune and Laura for purification of this water. And they sometimes call to Gautama Buddha also, who is named the Lord of our world, for purification of whatever they're drinking, and they never have a problem. I'm not sure I have that much faith, so don't do it unless you have the true faith, or more than I have anyway. So now we will go on to the next part of this class.
We applaud those who have followed the pathway of developing new and intrepid scientific applications of the solar sciences within nature that afford us the opportunity to do our work without the infringement upon those natural cycles of life that unfortunately have been introduced to the unwary ones through chemical fertilizers and all manner of substances that when brought to bear within agriculture, arboriculture, and the growing of your food, Blessed Hearts, results in the introduction of those chemicals directly into the very lifeblood of nature, which then also affects your health and well-being through what you intake. Nature is a very delicate being, and the balance of nature is essential for harmony in all spheres to occur within your life plan and the life plan of every creature evolving here. The importance of our collaborative work in this hour is essential, and so we come through this dispensation to encourage you to continue your studies in permaculture and in the natural processes of growing all that you require to sustain you. We encourage you to get involved in your communities, in your farmers' markets, in getting to know those who grow food locally that you may ingest, especially in your own garden.
I'm going to stop right here and share with you a little bit more. I want you to know that we are having a wonderful conference coming, or rather, it's called a Meru University course coming up very soon with David, the man that you hear speaking here, our messenger, and his wife, Mona. And they're going to be sharing things about permaculture. And if you will watch for this class coming up on the front page of theheartscenter.org, you will find it. You'll hear it. You'll hear about it. It's going to be up there for a while until it comes on. I think it's in April. But watch for it, or maybe in May. I can't remember right now offhand. Watch for it, and you will learn so much about working with the elementals and working with them in your own yard. Because when you use things like Roundup and poisons in your yard, in your garden, this makes the elementals who work in the gnomes and the elves, it makes them sick, makes them ill, and they leave. But if you work with them with natural substances, they stay and they actually help your garden to grow and do well, and they will even guide you in different ways. But now I want to tell you about Aries and Thor, the hierarchs of the air elementals. They are called the Sylphs. S-Y-L-P-H-S, the Sylphs of the air. and they direct the activities of illumination, of inspiration, and breathing in and out of the Holy Spirit, which we just did a little bit ago with Marlene. And they direct the purification of air. They are constantly trying to purify the air. Can you imagine what they go through in big cities when we have all of the car exhaust and all of the pollution? They can't keep up. It's very difficult for them to keep up. Your prayers to the elementals and directed in particularly to the selves will help them. It will strengthen them. It will help them clear the air of pollution and many other things. Interestingly enough, the selves of the air also do a lot of cloud art. They bring clouds together to make different forms. When you lay down on your back, when you were a kid, and you'd look up and you'd say, there's a cloud that looks like Dad, or there's a cloud that looks like my dog, or whatever. That's exactly what they do. The selves of the air have beautiful faces. It says, from what my research has shown, that they are like the most beautiful women, women and men you can imagine. And their faces are faces of purity. There's nothing carnal or hard in their faces. The only exceptions are that certain selves take on the more human form and human attitudes when they are subjected to negative attitudes of the human. They often copy us, and if we are poor examples, you're going to cause poor examples among the selves. And this is true among all elementals, the gnomes and the undines. When they are around humans, and they pick up on our vibrations, and if they're negative, then they will often copy that. They are very much like children. You're going to learn more about this from Barbara, so I will leave that for her.
I encourage you to learn more of the science of life within nature, such that you, or armed with this divine knowledge, and consciously apply your heart, sustaining the balance, to enlivening and enlightening others around you, and that there may be a gradual increase in the understanding through the wisdom fire of the cycles of light itself, so that a greater harmony and balance be restored in all domains. Yes, our tiny elementals even work with those of you who live in the great cities. When you have plants within your apartments and homes, if you have no plot of ground around you in which to grow your own food, earth, and flowers yourself, there is much that you can do so long as you have the sun shining through your windows, pure water, and the essentials to sustain the precious plants that you love and who I say also love you. Did you know, Blessed Heart, that just as you love life within nature, nature itself loves you in more ways than you know and is always appreciating those who have lovely thoughts, who emote lovely feelings, who utter kind words, and who pray unto the one God to bless life. We have feelings. and lest mankind think that nature does not know or intuit all that mankind is burdened by in this day and age. We are one, Blessed Heart, and we truly do know, feel, see, and experience all that you experience, yet from a slightly different viewpoint. For we are your foundation of life itself, all around you. You live and move and have your being within the same planetary home as we do.
Now I'd like to tell you about the fire element and the salamanders. Oramasis and Diana are the hierarchs of the fire element, and they teach us the mastery of the etheric plane. Now, the etheric plane is that area around you. We often say, you've heard about the human aura. The etheric plane is not quite the same as the aura, but it is in that area, if you were to try to be very tangible about things that you're thinking about, literal. It's in that same area. And the etheric has, it's almost like the Akashic records of you, not quite the same, but there are things in the etheric area that you are likely to experience depending on what you do. For instance, you're likely to get the flu if it's in the etheric area around you, if it sometimes gets in there. Before you can come down with the flu or a cold, it has to come through the etheric. It has to come through the etheric. And you can cleanse your etheric by doing different things, mainly the violet flame. So, anyway, these beings, the salamanders, are very interesting, and they help cleanse that etheric plane. As you know, fire is very cleansing, and it can get out of control. And one of the things that the black magicians did, I don't like to talk about them too much, but there are or were, I think there's many less now, I think we're gradually getting rid of them, what we call black magicians, and they knew how to grab hold of these salamanders, so to speak, and they knew how to control them and cause terrible fires and many other problems. I remember hearing the story about a man who knew very much about the salamanders and the violet flame and how they were always a part of both the violet flame and actual fires physically. And when the fires were burning all around the city or the town or the part where he lived, he was able to go out in front of his house, say violet flame, call to the salamanders, call to Aramis and Diana, and the fire stopped within feet of his house. His house was the only one preserved in that area. So if you have a lot of faith and you've learned how to do this, you can control these elementals and help get them to help you instead of other negative energies, such as the black magicians. We need to free more of them. I want to tell you just a little bit more about Oramasis and Diana, who are the directors of the fire element and are in charge of the elemental beings of fire. They are actually, let's see, where is it? I'm looking here, my notes. They, together with the legions of blue lightning and white fire angels in their command, intensify and quicken the action of flames in answer to the calls of embodied mankind. This ability to quicken and intensify the action of the flame invoked, either in the violet flame, the etheric flame, or the physical flame, and the threefold flame within your heart makes them especially qualified to assist in the purification of your four lower bodies. That's your physical, your mental, your etheric. Again, and let's see, what is the other one? Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional is the way I think of it, and your emotional. So they can help you with all these parts of your body, and they can free you from some of the intensities and some of the densities of impure foods, drugs, and stimuli. And I wanted to mention right here, if you see anything about Monsanto, pray for the strength of the people in this country to stand up and fight back against this organization called Monsanto. They are responsible for what we call genetically modified organisms, in which they have taken certain organisms from different parts of nature and injected them into other organisms. And they have done this with corn, with soy, with what is the name of that oil that we it's a vegetable oil that you'll see added to many things. Corn and soy and tomatoes. And Barbara, by the way, if you think of that oil, it starts with C. Say it for me when you get on. But these, if you eat these foods, it has been
canola
found.
Oil.
Pardon?
Canola.
Not
oil.
Olive oil. It starts with C.
Canola oil.
Canola. Canola oil and soy and corn and a lot of our processed wheat that's in our bread that you buy in the grocery store. Most
they
of
have
that.
Sugar beets now, too.
Sugar beets, right. The worst thing, though, is corn sugar and fructose. If you look, anything that says fructose means corn syrup or corn sugar. And look on, you know, even ketchup has corn syrup in it now. So you have to read your labels very carefully. Buy your groceries on the outside periphery of your store. Don't go to the inside too much if you can help it. Try to stick to the outside where you don't have a lot of additives and where you don't have GMO stuff. Buy your stuff from – here's one thing, too. You can buy things from the produce that comes up from Mexico. It still has some sprays on it, which you can wash. However, it's not GMO yet. So the produce that comes up from Mexico, if you'll soak it in a gallon of water at least or in your sink with a couple of tablespoons of Clorox – pure Clorox, not the lemon-flavored or anything else, not Purex or any other kind. It has to be the regular Clorox. Soak it in there for 5 minutes. It completely pulls out the negative energies of your food. This has been proven by radiesthesiasts all over the place. So that is something that will help you with the Monsanto-laced foods that we have to deal with. Now, it will not pull out the genetically modified problems food, but it will pull off the herbicides and pesticides. And if you can find a Hispanic produce place, hang on to that, or a farmer's market. Those are good places where the farmers sell their own food. Hopefully they won't be using – and farmers are more and more aware of GMO stuff because when they have given the GMO grains to their animals are now getting sick. Their animals are developing tumors. And the animals, of course, they're eating – that's all they eat is this stuff, unless they're out there in the fields getting to graze. So you have to really study and be aware. And if you read anything about an opportunity to fight back against Monsanto, please do so, and please put the whole situation in your prayers. Okay, now we will one other thing that's mentioned here in these notes is that we can help a lot by doing calls to Mighty Estrella, which is 10.09 in your prayer book, and Archangel Michael, which are in the 10 area also, to cut free these poor elementals in some situations from all negative energies, as well as calling and strengthening Oramasis and Diana in doing this also. All right, here we go.
When greater numbers of life streams, especially in the educational arena, begin through an opening and an awakening of consciousness to understand the dynamics of our higher associations with mankind, then you will begin to see those courses, instruction, and schooling come forth that will be respectful of this greater balance of life betwixt nature and mankind, and of how we can truly work as one to further God's causes upon earth. As some of you have sought dispensations for greater understanding and greater education in this realm, and as you have followed the teachings presented by the mystic Anastasia, the Master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, Peter Denov, and others, were attuned to the frequencies within this dimension as well as the solar world. So, the Lords of Karma are contemplating releasing additional dispensations to fulfill your requests and heart desires so that greater numbers of the evolutions here may truly know of us, our work, sanctity of life in all realms, and the blessings that may be bestowed and received when hearts are true to the one Mother Light within all nature. Therefore, this day we increase now the flow and the flowering of light within your natural world, O soul. Yes, you live and move and have your being within God's great essential light body. And when you understand that you are composed of light, just as we are, then all is clear, all is beautiful, and you see the reality of these light essences flowering all around you. We bring balance and harmony to your hearts and souls now. And a cosmic diva sings in realms of light, an aria divine unto each one that will succor you in your times of loneliness, seeming despair, or pain. Remember that we are one, that we love you, and that we know who you are as God beings, blessed ones. We thank you.
Okay, what I want to do now is introduce Barbara, and we're going to do a little interview, and she's going to share with you her understanding and experiences with the elementals, and she's had some very interesting ones even recently. Barbara, if you're there, I think we gave a little introduction for you a little bit earlier. Barbara is a dear friend of mine. She is multi-talented. She can do just about anything, and I really love her and enjoy her coming through for me so many times in the HeartShare team and in other situations. She's been a great help. So, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Okay, what I want to do is ask Barbara some questions, and I think that you, most of you have gotten a letter where we said, have you ever lost a ring, misplaced keys, lost a garden tool, only to find them in surprising new locations? What do we do? Get acquainted with the elementals who live around you. I'm going to ask Barbara, first of all, Barbara, what do you think must happen with the elementals before mankind sees a restoration of balance on the earth?
Well, I think mankind needs to become more enlightened and more in tune spiritually, and so that we can perceive the elementals. A lot of people don't even know they exist, don't believe they exist, and that's very hard. Like you said, they're like children, and they are. And so what do little children do all the time? They're always, look at me, look at me. And when you ignore them and don't even acknowledge their presence, it's very hard on them. And they love it when we talk to them, when we notice their work in nature and all the lovely things that they do. You know, when we appreciate the world, because they take care of everything. They take care of our physical world. We should just be in endless gratitude for all that they do. And like anybody, you know, when you notice what they do, they just love it. And they do even more wonderful things. So anyway, that's enough on that subject for now.
Barbara, have you had any personal experiences with the elementals?
All the time. I was just I was talking to a friend this afternoon on the phone and just kind of mumbling and moaning about what a challenging week I'd had, and I sit in an office all day. My husband and I have a computer store, and I'm looking out the window at a cement parking lot all day long, and this is hard on me because I love life, and I love elemental beings, and I love growing things, and I love the earth, and it's hard to not be in tune with them. So the minute I get home, first thing I do is I toss down my stuff and I go outside. We're staying in a townhome right now, so we don't have a big yard or garden or stuff anymore. But I have to go out and I talk to my plants. We planted some rose bushes on St. Patrick's Day, and I had to go out and touch their leaves and speak to them and see how they're doing. And, you know, they told me they were thirsty, so I watered them. There was one that had some a part that needed to be pruned off because part of the stem was a little dead, and so I had to snip on that. But, you know, they communicate very, very directly with me. At the very beginning of the class tonight, before you came on, Donna, some of us were chatting about this and that, and one lady said she wondered if plants might not have souls. And I said, well, what you're probably feeling is the energy of the elementals who are in charge of a certain plant or whatever. And I remembered a wonderful experience that I had many years ago. This was when my youngest son was a toddler, and we had gone shopping at Kmart while the other kids were in school, and he was in the cart, and we went down this one aisle, and they had all these potted plants, and I didn't think anything of it. I was enjoying just the feeling of them and all that, and I went down the aisle, and as I passed this one, I could hear it. It was like it was humming. It was actually singing, and I just kind of, you know, did a double take, and I backed the cart up and went past it again, and it was just like, ah, 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 you know, it was literally, I could perceive in my, I guess it was in my mind, it wasn't physically audible, but I could hear it singing. And so I had to buy that plant. It was just a little ordinary Schefflera, nothing particularly spectacular or anything, but I had to take that plant home. And, of course, we gave it a name, and I put it in a pot and whatever. And my son was only about 5 at the time, and he'll be 25 this year, and I still have that plant. And it
wow.
still talks that's to me sometimes.
Clara. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. I had a I read an interesting story, actually, I heard it also live, about a little boy. He was the son of one of the our friends that lives in Montana. And he would he could see the elementals. He could see them all the time. And he liked to play with little spiders. And he would tell his mom and dad, he said, the spiders are the pets of the fairies. That's what he called them. He didn't call them elementals. He called them fairies. And he said, I like to take the spiders and let them slide down my arm. And he said, but sometimes when I'm doing that, I'll hear the fairies call them because it's just like, you know, and well, the mother said this part. She said, it's just like when your dog runs off and he's playing with somebody else and you want him to come back. This is the same idea. The fairies call the little spiders back and they take care of them there and they raise them just like you would a dog, a pet, a puppy. And this little boy loved to play with the baby spiders. He said they were the most fun because they would roll down his arm, and then sometimes they would jump off, and he could see them running off, and he could see the fairies collecting them. Actually, they were probably little gnomes or little brownies or whatever you want to call them, little elves. So, Barbara, have you ever seen one?
Have I ever seen one?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to see them when I was a little girl because I got in trouble on more than one occasion for talking about them. My mother had a small orchard, and we worked outside a lot, and so they were my friends, you know. A lot of children's invisible friends, I suspect, are probably elementals because they can see them, and they're very real. Unfortunately, adults who have grown up in Western society are not very sympathetic to that vibration and to that whole idea, and they do their children a disservice by squelching those kinds of feelings and abilities within them. You know, a lot of cultures from all over the world, you know, honor and appreciate and notice elemental beings. I was very privileged when I was growing up to have access to a library that had fairy tale books from all over the world, and I was a voracious reader, and I read stories from many, many different countries, these fairy tales and whatever, and a lot of them have magical creatures or, you know, talking animals or talking plants or things or creatures with human-like abilities and whatever. And these are different cultures' way of expressing their acknowledgement of the nature kingdom and of elemental beings. And it's something that we should pay more attention to and include in our teaching of children, is to teach them about elemental beings. It's funny, when we moved to Texas, our next door neighbors were good no-nonsense Baptists, and they were actually a little bit afraid of us because our plants were always so lush and happy-looking, and the big pin oak in our front yard would actually turn colors in the fall and, you know, go through autumn, and that's very unusual for Texas, for those of you who don't know about Texas climate. And I remember one day this woman asked, she said, "That tree is just so beautiful." She said, "What do you do to make it do that?" She was convinced that I was putting some special potion or fertilizer or something on this tree. And I said, "I talked to the fairies." And she just looked at me like she was going to scream and run, you know. And after that, she told her children, you know, not to go in my yard. But the kids knew, so, I mean, they weren't bent about it at all, but made her worry that I might be a witch or something. But anyway, too fun.
Why should we attempt to cooperate with the elementals, and how do we cooperate with them?
Well, one of the most important things to do is to not use, like you said earlier, not use any pesticides or chemical fertilizers or anything like that on them, because it damages the plants, it damages the earth, it damages the water. And we're hurting ourselves, and we're hurting elemental life when we do that. And we need to find and pursue and use natural methods to deal with our gardens, our lawns, our trees and bushes and stuff. I mean, it's not that hard, really. We just have to re-educate ourselves to and listen to what they're telling you, and be more in tune to the cycles of life in nature. Instead of trying to dominate, we work in harmony. Unfortunately, because of mistranslation, in the book of Genesis, where they talk about how mankind was put in charge of the earth, that we were to take command over the elemental kingdom and whatever. But when you read the original Aramaic of the Old Testament, the words are translated more as, the word is actually husbandman, which means a caretaker, not a ruler, not someone who's in charge, but a caretaker. So a caretaker is not an owner. A caretaker does just that. They take care of Earth. And so we need to just alter our thinking about nature and about ourselves. One of the most important things about the elemental kingdom is our own body elemental. Every human being has their own personal body elemental. And when you learn to talk to and have a good relationship with your own body elemental, you know, you will know what to eat, when to eat, you know, to make yourself function at your best and to be healthy. You know, you can heal yourself from whatever if you listen to your own body elemental and work together to keep yourself in the best possible condition. And,
I remember reading, remember that book called My Summer with the Leprechauns?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And in that book, this lady tells about, well, she considers the body elemental the same as the soul. I'm not sure about that. I think that they work together. But she tells about, she could see the leprechauns. She could see them without any problem. In fact, one of the leprechauns jumped in the bathtub with her one night, which was pretty, it was rather irritating to her. And he would, and one time he insisted that she take him out to dinner and that she treat him just like another person. And so she had the place set opposite her and in a restaurant. And she had, so there were two places there. And she had the food brought and everything. And the people there that were waiting on the other customers thought she was nuts. And so did some of the customers.
Thought she was a total ding-dong, right?
She is there talking to this invisible little person over on the other side of her. But that was so interesting in, because the going back to the body element or the body elemental that we each have, the, our own physical elemental, I think he or she works very closely with our souls. And that little elemental is just like we were, according to what I've read and investigated and heard from other people who are quite in tune. It looks just like we did when we were about 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old. And it wants, but it works with us all our life. It's very smart, but it's not sophisticated. It's more like a child, but it's it can help us immensely. I know I've had mornings when I've had what you call a bad hair day, and I can call upon my body elemental and watch my hair straighten out and do what it's supposed to do. So, and which I had to do at this conference I went to last week because I couldn't see the back of my head. And there were three of us looking in the mirrors and being in front of the sinks and stuff. So it was an interesting time. I had to call
well,
on my...
Well, your body elemental often, some people refer to it as your inner child.
Yes, yes. Very
so
much.
So that's a good way to think about it. So, yeah, one of my favorite jokes was that, you know, I wear my inner child on the outside. But if you develop a good and loving and friendly relationship with your body elemental, your inner child, you can resolve a lot of emotional problems, karmic debt. You can just be a much happier and just a more integrated person and be able to do a lot more valuable things in life, you know, serving life when you're mm-hmm. in tune with yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And you can name your elementals as you get acquainted with them. There have been different times when we have gone to different retreats and heard the messengers and heard some of these wonderful hierarchs share with us. I remember one time when Aramis and Diana came to one of our conferences and said, we are going to give each of you here that promises to take care of them, we're going to give each of you 12 elementals. You may name them. You may give them little jobs to do just so you love them and honor them. And when you do violet flame prayers and calls to us, name them in the prayers, and they will serve you and work with you for as long as you like.
And yes, when I have a task to do, I call for my elementals to help me, like folding laundry or washing dishes or something. And then it becomes like a game, and it's more fun, you know, because I feel like I have my friends all around me. It just makes it less toilsome.
That's right. It does. It helps us to get through whatever it is we have to do. And it also helps you to know that no matter how alone you ever are, you're not alone. You have your body elemental. You have, of course, your Christic Buddhic self, your father, mother, God, or your solar presence. And you have whatever little elementals you would like to have come with you. I remember a man, what was his name? Uncle
Kenneth?
Yes, Uncle Kenneth. He could see elementals. He was very interesting. And he talked about driving along in his RV. It was an old beat-up RV kind of a thing. And he said he knew and he could see his elementals all riding on the top of it and rocking it back and forth. And he had to stop the RV, get out, and scold them and say, stop rocking this thing back and forth. and so they did, and he promised them something that he would do for them. And he got back in the RV, and he never had any further problems. The car, the vehicle drove nicely the rest of the way.
So they goof with your stuff, too. They can.
They do. They sometimes find things that you may have left out, and they have fun playing with them, especially the children of the elementals. But they all love to bright, shiny things. And if you have a bright, shiny ring or something that sparkles and picks up the light, it may disappear for a while. They usually put it back, especially if you call and ask. But sometimes you will find it in a different place. I found this especially when I first was moved in and I didn't know where to put anything. I found lots of things going all over the place.
Yeah, and often our pets have elemental souls in them. And many people have had this experience, and that's one of the most identifiable ways to understand what elementals are like. You know, we've all had the experience, or most of us have, of having a dog or a cat or even a bird, you know, that we developed a real relationship with, and that we could communicate with either verbally or non-verbally, but, you know, there was real communication that went on back and forth between us, you know, and we could feel their feelings, they would feel our feelings. They know when we're sick, they know when we're angry or excited or whatever, you know, and they participate with us in our lives and add such a wonderful dimension to everything. Your little Willie is quite a character. Donna has this funny little dog that is about the shortest animal I think I've ever seen in my life. I think his legs are maybe like 2 inches long, if that. He is so close to the ground. It's just a hoot. And he's so happy whenever anybody comes. He's just so happy to see everyone. And he loves to run and play. But he's just the most
cheerful. Well, he's taken up smiling now. If he wants something, he smiles. He lifts up his lip, and it goes back just like a regular smile. And if I try to get him to smile, sometimes he doesn't feel like it. But if he knows that he wants a treat, all he has to do is come up to me and smile, so I'll give him something. But the thing that I think is interesting is that years ago, many centuries ago, the black magicians put a lot of the elementals into the animals. And that was part of their messing around. It's, again, I would just call them scientists, like some of the scientists we have today. They just kind of took over in certain ages that we had in the past, and they had fun putting the elementals in different animals. And it was very frustrating at first to the elementals, but they learned how to live in the animals and work through the animals and relate to people. Especially they were put in horses, dogs, and cats more than any other group of animals, those three, because they're the most domesticated. And the black magicians wanted them to be in these animals, which they were using, thinking that would help them.
That's the word itself, animal. Anima means spirit, and mal is bad. So it's bad spirit. That's just the linguistic root of that word, animal, tells story of what you were just talking about.
Right. Yeah.
But we can. We can love them free, so to speak, by just acknowledging their service to life. You know, animals can be such a help. You know, they work very tirelessly to assist and participate. You know, horses, dogs, and cats, like you say, have been domesticated for a very long time, and a lot of them, they desire to work with us and give us their service.
That's
which
right.
Is a beautiful example for us too, because that's what life is all about. It's about giving service. And when we have that attitude and we serve as well, then we serve each other. And
right.
Then it makes it good for everyone.
That's for sure, yeah. Well, I think we're coming to a close now. So, Barbara, I'm going to ask you to give a closing, a sealing prayer, and then I'd like to invite anybody who would like to stay on for another 15 minutes. You can ask some questions. You can share with us your prayer requests, and we will take them down and pray for you until the next class that we have. So, Barbara, go ahead.
We call to beloved Aramis and Diana, Aries and Thor, Neptune and Laura, Virgo and Clour, and to all our blessed elementals. And we pour forth our heartfelt gratitude to you for your service to us every single day. We are so grateful for your care of the nature kingdom, for your assistance in growing our food, our shade, the beautiful beauty of all the trees and flowers and everything, for the wonderful songs of the birds, and for all that makes life on this planet so beautiful and fine and wonderful. And we acknowledge all the effort that you go to accomplish these things. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you for your great love. And we send our love back to you. And we ask for the heavenly angels and the hierarchs and all of life to wrap you in their arms of love as well. Teach us how to work together with you to make this world a better and more lush place, and help us to clean up the pollution of all the different elements on this planet to make Earth the Eden that God desires it to be for elementals, for angels, and for humans, for all of us together. We thank you, and we ask for blessings on everyone on this call. We thank you for each one. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I can see that one day it's going to be on Earth as it is in heaven, and we look forward to that day. And now I would like to invite anybody who is staying with us to hit star 6 if you would like and share with us. Maybe some of you have stories that you could share about your time with elementals or your experience with elementals. Or
yes,
perhaps
certainly do.
Go ahead.
I certainly do. This is Gloria, and I'm smiling. Because I had the most blessed little precious one, a dog, a Sheltie, that lived with me for 17 years. And he didn't know he was a dog. He was a person. He trained himself when I got him. He was just precious. He would not climb on the couch if I didn't ask him to. He would walk out and go for walks, and we would walk to the corner, and he would look up at me to see, are we crossing today, or are we going to stay here? And then there was a man with a great big German Shepherd that would be out there with pulling at his leash and just very angry because the dog was barking at us. And my Iggy, his name was Iggy, from the fried green tomatoes lady that was so strong. And he would look at me, and I could hear him saying, are we going visiting to this person? I said, no, we're not going visiting. Let's go across the other way. And we would cross the other way, and he would say, you need to put that dog on a leash. And he would just look at me like that poor man. You know, he was just so understanding. I'm being too long, but let me tell you, he not only was the most gentle, the most loving thing. He nurtured me through all my cancers. And he taught my son got a yellow lab, and he taught her how to be kind. Anytime she misbehaved, he would snap at her and trained her. And he was a vegetarian. He would not eat any of those ugly dog biscuits. He would look at him and lift his nose at it. You would give him broccoli or cauliflower or cucumber, and he would sit and eat just like me. At that time, I was 10 years, I was vegetarian. He would eat that, and he would love it, and he taught her how to beg for her carrots. They would each one sit with each one of their big old carrots instead of a bone and gnaw at them until they left nothing on there. So God bless you, little Iggy. I know you won your soul for the service you rendered to my family. God bless you and keep you well.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Gloria. That's great. It's star six again.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you all to know that Archangel Michael started out as an elemental, and he worked his way all the way up to being in charge of all of the archangels, or the leader of all of them, I should say. So that's a pretty wonderful thing. Do we have any requests for prayers or any other stories that you would like to share?
Yeah, Donna, can you hear me?
Hi, Donna.
Oh. Joanne from Jacksonville, Florida, and I have a prayer request.
Yes. Can you tell me your name once more?
Joanne from Jacksonville, Florida.
Joanne, yes. Thank you.
So it's Joanne. Joanne.
Right.
My son had been deployed to Afghanistan, so I'm asking for protection for him.
Yes. How long ago did he go?
He's been gone 2 weeks now.
2 weeks. 2 weeks in Afghanistan. What is his name?
Artie Martinez.
Artie Martinez. Okay, in Afghanistan. We will certainly pray for him, Joanne. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca.
Would you pray for my niece, Melody Taylor? She lost her job, and then she ended up losing her vehicles, and then she bought a scooter, and she got sideswiped by a hit-and-run driver, and it ended up breaking her arm and punching a hole in her hand, the other hand. And, you know, she's kind of financially stressed. She has a job starting at the state hospital in Arizona on the 8th of April, but right now she really needs some funds and lots of blessing to get healing and start it over again. She's an RN.
Oh, okay.
And
great.
She spent 4 years in the Air Force, and then she went to school on that government program.
Okay. Excellent. Where does she live?
I'm not sure whether it's Phoenix or Tucson.
Okay, but in Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
All right, good. Thank you, Rebecca. We will pray for Melody. Okay.
Donna,
thank you.
Vicki, could you pray for my brother, Mark? He had a blockage going into his bladder. This was 9 months ago, and they cleared the blockage, but he still has no bladder function, and he's having to self-catheterize himself, which is kind of uncomfortable, and he's had to, not work so many hours at work, so we need prayers to get his bladder functioning again.
Yes, for sure. Okay, I've got that down. Mark. Mark,
yes,
is your
Mark,
brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you, Vicki. We will pray for him.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, it's Lola. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Lola.
Hi, and thank you again. Today is my mother's birthday, so I really appreciate today doing the prayer group with you. I know she would have loved to be here. I just wanted to see if you all can quickly pray for her. Her half-brother, we seem to have lost him. We've tried to call him and search for him on the internet. He was really instrumental in helping us get through the death of our mother last year, and we're making plans to go to Africa, and we really would like him to be part of the plans, and for some reason he hasn't called. I tried even mailing a letter, but it came back, and we're not unable to find him. So we just want your prayers for us to be able to have a successful ceremony for my mother in Africa this year, and that we'll be able to reconnect with him. And I also want to extend my prayers to everybody on the prayer group and you and Barbara. Thank you.
What is her half brother's name?
His name is we call him Uncle Bibi. That's his name.
Okay.
And his full name is Jesse McHanson.
Jesse McHanson.
Yeah, he's in Virginia, but we can't seem to find him. He's just dropped out. All my other relatives have tried to call him without success, and we've even gotten onto Facebook, and there's no response, so we're just worried about him, and we don't know how to get a hold of him.
Wow, I can understand your concern, right. When is it over to Africa?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When are you going over to, you're going to Ghana, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to my mother's country to bury her there in November, and middle of November before Thanksgiving. And my sister and I, my dad, and my best friend, Deanna, and her boyfriend, all of us are going to go together, and my aunt. And I really would have liked my uncle to be there because we've never met him. And before my mother died, she was really close to him, and we were all not expecting her to die, and he really helped us through all of it, that too. So we would like to just hopefully find him soon.
You know, you could also call to your mom for help because she's up there in a very special place.
Yeah, she is. She's helping us, and I really thank all of you for all your prayers throughout the years, and I know she is watching over all of us and helping us.
Yes, she is. She was a dear, dear lady.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And Lola, by the way, I sent you a letter, and it came back. And I'm
I'm sorry.
Well, are you still at the same address?
Yeah, but I am, and so, I don't know why, but that happens to many of my friends, but I am at the same address. And so I could email it to you again. But, yeah, I am at the same address in Dallas.
Okay. If you can, if you think of it, email me the address
again. Okay.
I'm putting something down wrong, I think.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lola.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other requests from anyone or anything that you would like to say?
Yes, this is Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I would like prayers for Marcia Cote. Actually, Kathleen Alexander called and had her on another line in the background. She had trouble getting on the class tonight, and so the only thing I could think of to do was I called her on my cell phone and then held the cell phone up to...
Oh my goodness! Yeah, she called me too, and I just told her that I would have the recording. I could tell her how to get the recording.
Okay. Well, I held it on there until the battery ran out, but she was able to hear the whole heart stream and most of the class until just before the invocation. The battery conked out. But she was able to listen to part of it. But she just got home from the hospital. A few days ago, apparently, and I'm sure she would benefit from some prayer work for her complete recuperation from her hospital experience.
Yes, we could pray for her recovery. Okay, good.
Hello, Donna. This is Richard Zemack in Detroit.
Hi, Richard Zemack. How are you?
Richard Zemack!
Three really, really, really short things. One is I could not get through to reach this call from Google Phone. Google Phone won't allow me to call that number. It makes it busy all the time.
I see.
The second thing is on page 77 of Anastasia, she talks about a very spiritual process on planting vegetables to heal your own specific body.
Uh-huh.
And if we could have prayers for my mother, Stefania, Stefania,
okay,
for protection and healing.
Mother is Stefania, okay, for protection and healing. What kind of healing?
Her heart, and she has mild dementia.
Okay, her heart and mild dementia. We'll put that down. Is she living at a home or in her own home or what?
She's living in an assisted center right now, and we'd actually like to be able to take her back home if we could someday.
Okay.
If possible, but
how old is she, Richard?
I think she's 93.
Oh,
wow.
My.
She was born.
She's had a nice long life then.
She was born.
Pray
no, off. She's 90. She was born January 8th of 23, so she's 90.
90. Okay. Yep. Well, we will definitely pray for her, Stefania. Okay,
yep.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for that notation on Anastasia. And
page
I was
77.
Yeah, I'm glad
that book number one?
Yep.
book number one. Okay. If anybody would like to know more about the Anastasia books, just contact either Barbara or me, and we will tell you how to find them and what's in them and what they're about, because I know it may sound a little bit strange to you, but they're wonderful books about a wonderful, very mystic lady who's alive and well, as far as I know, in Russia, in the Tioga area, and she knows a lot about the elementals. Okay.
Hello.
Anybody have a request?
Yes. Hi, I'm Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
And, yes, I have a couple requests.
Okay.
Okay, one is for my dad.
For your dad?
Yeah, Leo Greenfield.
Say that again.
Leo. Wait, let me make it louder. Leo Greenfield.
Leo Greenfield.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have another request for a friend in the hospital. Her name is Donna. Oops. I forgot Donna's last name.
That's okay. We'll know.
Oh, Donna. Oh, that's crazy. Donna McFarland. I think that's Donna's last name.
Okay.
That's okay. The divine knows.
That's right.
And then,
right?
The divine knows. And my client and her daughter.
What are their names?
Marcia and Rachel.
Marcia and Rachel.
Are having.
How can we pray for Marcia and Rachel?
Okay. Rachel is having a very tough time dealing with things here. Just having some difficulties dealing with life as it is. Yeah. And her mom has to handle it. And Marcia is her mom.
Ah.
Yeah.
How old
yeah.
is Rachel?
22.
Okay.
And so she's going through some really rough, it's a really rough time. Some old things have resurfaced in her life. And, we'll just say that.
That's
we'll
fine.
We'll say that.
And how can I pray for your dad?
My dad has Alzheimer's and dementia.
Okay.
And the biggest prayer is to get those keys of the car taken away from him.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he still drives.
And mom can't do it. She doesn't have the heart to do it, and he has to get them taken away from him.
Oh, yes, I understand. My dad was there once, too.
Yeah, and he gets lost, and he, you know, is doing some really interesting things.
How old is he, Jackie?
I think Dad's 89, and he was a very prominent attorney.
Oh,
he was
so...
even in Who's Who, and he had clients all over the world.
My goodness. Yes, we
and
will
so,
certainly.
And so, yeah,
Dad.
Your prayers will just help. Just to know that those keys are taken away will be the most wonderful thing and will bring me so much peace.
Okay. Now, your friend Donna, is there a particular thing we can pray for her?
She's in ICU. I know there's digestive problems, and she has a very serious situation with her leg. And
okay.
I'm not sure exactly. I can't describe what it is, but there's something, some kind of skin thing going on. It just some kind of very intense.
We'll pray. Which leg is it?
Wow, is this still being recorded?
Ooh, I need to end that recording. Actually, this part gets chopped off at the end, but...
Okay, good.
Okay,
it good.
Won't, it won't be a problem, but what leg is...
And I didn't give last names for my clients.
That's
okay.
We don't need names. We don't need last names.
Right. Good. I'm glad it gets chopped off, because I know sometimes people don't like to be recorded with these things.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. That's good for now. And thank you for this beautiful call. I love the elementals, and I'm very connected. I'm an incarnated fairy myself and a starseed, so I really...
That's funny, Jackie, because when you first started talking, I said, oh, my God, she sounds just like a fairy. I was thinking in my head. That's great.
It's exactly.